Wash and rinse.
Uh-huh. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying?
Towel. Or a dish towel.
And to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And something you'd use if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
quirt or a whip.
What's the difference?
Quirt's a little short one that if you were riding, you'd touch them up with. And if you were in a horse-drawn vehicle, you'd have a long whip to reach out and...
The quirt is a little thing that has some loop in
it? Yeah, and it has another loop that you wear around your wrist and it hangs from your wrist.
Did you used to ride a lot?
Not a lot. I wasn't a real good rider, but I guess I rode as much as any kid in this area down here, but not rodeo and horse show stuff, just for fun. Mm-hmm.
Is rodeo very popular around here?
Oh gosh, yes. Rodeo, livestock shows, and horse shows, and the girl that keeps my little boy, her husband's real big on horses and stuff, and they always have horses around that he's training and working with and everything. And her little boy is the same age as my little boy. Her little boy already rides, has his own saddle and everything. In fact, he had his own horse when he was 2. And his own saddle, I guess it was last year he got his first good saddle. He just had a little baby saddle before that. But they're very Western. My husband and I used to go to the Western dances and stuff when we were going together, and we wore jeans and... I never had a pair of boots, though. I didn't care for boots on girls. But my husband still wears boots. He has several pair of cowboy boots. But these people are very much Western. I mean, you know, that's the only way to go. So I've been thinking about putting my little boy in English riding class so that he'll be completely different, you know, and he'll be wearing one of those little derbies and riding English saddle, which will horrify all my Western friends.
I don't guess the English saddle is too popular out here.
No.
Muscle horses or quarter horses?
Oh, just anything and everything. The prettiest ones, I think, are the Appaloosas. And then they have, oh golly, all different kinds around this area. The better ones are the quarter horses, and you will find a few Arabians.
The King Ranch has a lot of quarter horses.
Oh gosh, yes, they've got some really good quarter horses out there.
I guess that's why quarter horses are so popular.
But they don't sell them to too many people in this area, because they sell them mostly to, like, people that can afford to pay, you know, $5,000-$6,000 for a horse.
That
and people down
horse?
Here don't, for a good King Ranch horse, mm-hmm. they probably started about $1,500 to $2,000. They had these big auctions once a year or every 2 years, and wealthy people from all over the United States, well, from all over the world, come and bid on horses.
How do people feel about the King Ranch around here? Is there much resentment?
No, I don't think so. It's just there. You don't go on it because unless you're invited. But
what would happen to you if you went on?
Probably get shot. People laugh when you say that, but it still happens. My dad reads the oil, you know, for all the area out there. He's got the Petronian King Ranch feel. And he drives out there, and he has to have special keys to unlock gates to get into certain areas. And he has to have special permission to, you know, to get on these different areas. And he knows that he's not allowed to shoot or hunt, you know, or anything like that while he's in that area, or he could lose his job. Because they feel pretty strongly about poachers.
I heard about them 50 years ago. You know, people would go on the ranch and sort of disappear.
It still happens. You just don't hear as much about it.
Something you'd used to.